The Native Youth Olympics, or NYO, is unlike any other competition or sport. The difference is there at the beginning when the national anthem is sung in Yupik. It can also be seen when all 50 teams walk in with banners. This year, among the obviously strong and athletic bodies, is one tiny 13-year-old boy on crutches. You might think he's a team supporter with special status, but Chandler Uran is an athlete who uses his wrists to hang from a horizontal pole while being carried once, almost twice, around the massive sports arena in his first competition, just missing a medal in the wrist carry. The wrist carry is said to test the strength and endurance of hunters, but it's not just the unusual athletic skills in these games that make them fundamentally different. It's the way competitors are willing to help each other improve their performances. That is something that's been happening in Arctic Native Games since the beginning. Gregory Nostein of Wales, a gray-haired volunteer official at the NYO, remembers his first Native game when he was one of the remaining four in contention for the one-foot high kick. A Native kid came up to him to give him some pointers.
I had the same Western value everybody else had. When you go into competition, you want to do your very best, beat the person down. You know, you're my competitor, and I'm going to do everything I can to beat you.
Nostein ignored the advice and ended up taking fourth place. His coach took him aside and explained that the kid, whose name was Reggie Jewell, was practicing the traditional Native value of cooperation.
When you're hunting, this is a value we need. You share the knowledge of where the resources are and the best ways to get them, and we hope for success.
This week at the NYO in Anchorage, all are helping each other improve their performance, regardless of team membership. A competitor facing a tough challenge would clap a rhythm and the crowd would join in to pump up the energy, and sometimes it works. Matty Coe of Matsu, strong in the one-foot high kick, advised competitor Julianne Wilson from the Kenai and ended up standing next to her on the podium in second place.
When you see people do their best, and then sometimes you think, oh, maybe my advice helped that a little bit. It just makes you feel really great.
This year, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta sent strong teams to the games. Yupik girls dominated the one-hand reach, which is a tough feat of balance, body control, core strength, and timing. It requires athletes to float above the floor with nothing touching but the knuckles of one hand while reaching with the other hand for the ball hanging on a string above. Chantel Snyder from the Lower Kuskokwim School District took second place, June Tulik from Chivac took third, and Tara Agawik from the Lower Yukon-Kuskokwim School District came in fourth. The gold went to Jolie Chandler from Bethel with a 58-inch reach that was quick and sure.
My knuckle sometimes wears out, so that doesn't happen. The balancing is easy, but you have to make sure that you're in the right position to get the ball, and you have to reach a certain way, like you have to reach straight instead of you can't bend your elbow.
In all, Bethel took home four medals, three silvers and one gold. Chivac got three medals. The Lower Kuskokwim School District took home eight medals, but not as much gold as they had hoped. Coach Jimmy Charles from Newtalk was philosophic about his team's performance.
We have a young team this year. Most of them, it's first time going into state. For them, it's a new experience, different atmosphere, different people, a lot more competitors.
The Lower Kuskokwim ended strong by taking first in the last game at the NYO, the boys' seal hop. Possibly the toughest skill. Athletes lie on the ground, lifting themselves on their knuckles and toes, and proceed to use core, back, leg, and arm strength to hop across the gym. Lining up shirtless, 17-year-old Jaden Annever from Kipnuk had a washboard chest. He didn't just win. He left his competition lying far behind as he went the entire distance of the arena, seal hopped the turn, and went over halfway back to finish at 156 feet 9 inches, 39 feet further than his closest competitor.
Well, thanks for the luck. I've been good at it since maybe the sixth grade.
The organizers of the Native Youth Olympics have surveys indicating the games teach kids to work hard and work together. They also seem to transfer that effort to their academics. Greg Nostein doesn't doubt it. He points to his youth in the Native Games and how it turned his school life around.
If it wasn't for the Native Youth Olympics, I would have never graduated from high school, plain and simple. When I saw other non-Native students playing and having fun and liking it, it really gave me social permission to just say, okay, my heritage does have value and it's okay to be in the back.
His grades went up from C's and F's to A's and B's. For KYUK, this is Johanna Urich.